Track 10, The New Meeting House and Quakers Today. After the destruction of the Quaker Lane Meeting House in the 1960s, it took 5 years to find a suitable site for its replacement. The project cost £43,000 and was opened on the 24th of July 1973 by the Mayor of Mansfield. It offers space for use by the local communities, including meetings and community events. The Garden of Reflection contains the original headstones from the previous meeting house, and is there to commemorate Fox's first opening in 1647, as well as to honour Elizabeth Houghton, who held the very first meetings for worship and introduced Fox to this important tradition. Still at the heart of what it means to be a Quaker today. Mansfield Meeting House is active in the community and in spreading its message. In 2013, a meeting was held for worship outside during the remembrance procession as a silent witness for peace. Historically, Quakers have also been involved in helping slaves, prisoners, the mentally ill, refugees, and war casualties. Today, there are around 25,000 Quakers in the UK, which is nearly 500 meetings. As with many other Christian congregations, Quaker meetings are usually held on Sundays and last for about an hour. However, you will find in a Quaker meeting a group of people sitting and facing each other in a circle or square, and there will not be an altar or hymn books. The meetings are based on silent waiting, and Quakers are welcome to stand and share their thoughts, as they believe a lot can be learned from other people's experiences. Quakers do not have priests or clergy, and run their own meetings, and take it in turns to serve in roles such as the clerk. Thanks to Fox's legacy, every person can have a real and direct experience with God, because every person has the light of God within them, which is behind the Quaker tradition of equality and peace.
This concludes the Mansfield Quakers audio tour. To return to the centre of Mansfield, retrace your steps back along Rosemary Street and turn right at the bottom onto Chesterfield Road South. Head past the supermarket and the Catholic Church, which should be on your right. Cross St John's Street and continue straight down Westgate until you reach the marketplace. Thank you for listening to this audio tour. This audio tour project has been managed by Nottinghamshire County Council Heritage Tourism Department and has been produced in partnership with the University of Nottingham Theology students.